Police are appealing for information or footage from in or near Parkview Drive at Little Mountain last night after a man was mowed down by a vehicle and left for dead. The 29-year-old was riding an electric scooter there around 11:30 when he was struck and found lying injured a short time later. He was transported to hospital, suffering significant head and lower limb injuries. The forensic crash unit is investigating. A run of clear weather has helped workers on the Bruce Highway upgrade between the Maroochydore Road and Mons Road interchanges keep to schedule. They've now completed the new Eastern Service Road bridge over Udlow Creek, with Bruce Highway southbound traffic now diverted onto the completed section. Work on the new four-lane eastbound bridge over the highway is also taking shape at the Maroochydore Road interchange, with bridge girders, deck units and safety barriers in place. Work to widen and lengthen the entry and exit ramps to the interchange have also begun. Well, the Federal Treasurer says it's certainly the hope that Aussies will be able to spend Christmas together, and we have to learn to live with COVID. It comes with infighting between various states over a plan to reopen the country at an 80% vaccination rate, with Queensland expressing concerns over mounting cases in New South Wales and Victoria. At the moment, Queensland's vaccination rate is only at 28.3%, which means at the current rate, it'll be another 116 days before we reach that 80% target unless more people register now to get protected. Meanwhile, two truck drivers, one of them from the Sunshine Coast, were the two new COVID cases for Queensland yesterday. They both were tested in New South Wales before crossing the border and have since been retested and returned negative results. The pair are now at home with their families in quarantine for 14 days.